Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America, a party, a book, .com. The big news today, aside from Obama's travels, is that this butcher who was gunned down in a Lutheran church, by a nut job, is being considered for martyrdom, like if he blew up a busload of people. This guy killed 60,000 kids. Now, I don't know if he killed 60,000 kids personally, but I got onto Priest for Life website and I hear him talking in his own words on how he butchers these children. And you would never know he was talking about a human being. I equate it to the final solution that was introduced by Heinrich Himmler and Dr. Joseph Goebbels. Never once, they used the word Jew, but they never considered a Jew a human being. And that's what this guy has done. He's never considered a fetus a human being. He is the champion of mothers who want to kill their children. And he had 60,000 fans. But I got to tell you, tonight he's standing trial in front of his Lord God. And there are 60,000 witnesses testifying against him. And rest assured, what's 60,000 kids? Times 1,000, that would be 6 million. That's the Holocaust number. So this guy did 1/60th of the work of Adolf Hitler. And they're trying to, and the media, who aborts children more than they fought, is making him out to be a martyr. The man is no martyr. The man is a murderer. Okay? And he was murdered in cold blood by another murderer. And it's unbelievable. And the sad part is they let them take up the second collection in the Lutheran church. How forgiving. You think Martin Luther would let him into his church? Martin Luther, who couldn't stand the corruption of the popes, would let a man make millions on the murder of children and let him into his church? I doubt it. I doubt it very much. Do you have any idea what the murder of 60,000 babies is equivalent to? Can you contemplate 60,000 dead babies? 60,000 American taxpayers? 60,000 absentee ballots? Out of the 60,000, there was not one worth saving? Do you know if you wiped out the entire population of Ocean City, Maryland, Colts Neck, New Jersey, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and Hershey, Pennsylvania, you would still be about 5,000 people short to match what this man did to 60,000 babies? Do you know if you killed every female in Smithtown, Long Island, woman and child, you would still be 2,000 people short of the required 60,000 that this guy butchered? Do you know that he wiped out the entire population of Nazareth in Israel by himself? And they're going to make a martyr out of this guy? You know what I say? When murder becomes the law of the land, when the majority commits murder, murder will become the law of the land. You ever see a mother hold a brand new child? Brand new baby. You see how carefully she holds that baby, how precious that baby is. Do you know there's a hormone that kicks in after the mother has delivered that child that gives the mother extra strength to protect that child? And notice how she cradles the head of that baby to protect the head of that baby, because the head is not fully formed yet, and it is the most sacred part of that baby's body. Yet this doctor who killed 60,000 had to go in and puncture those heads. And you know what they should do? Instead of putting flowers at his doorstep, they should throw baby dolls up there with missing heads. And let's face reality. Abortion is murder. And if you can tear the head off a child, you can tear the head off an adult. And that's why life is cheap in America today. And you have no idea how cheap it is. You have to get at this butcher's clip where he is talking a customer into having the kid whacked. Do you know you couldn't get a mob hitman to do that? If you went and tried to put out a contract on an unborn child with a mob hitman, he would probably kill you. You think about that. And you got to hear this guy's pitch, this Dr. Twitter, whatever his name was. You got to hear his pitch, how he gently talks a woman into committing murder. And he says, you may feel bad about it, and that's why we give you up to 5 hours in the recovery room in case you're hysterical. And if you want, we can wrap the remains in a little... In a little cloth, and you can hold the baby in your arms if it makes you feel better. How's that, huh? Isn't that great? Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what he does for people who get hit by a bus. And the woman has to bear the brunt of everything. Where's the other half of the equation? Where's Johnny Appleseed? How come, you know what, if they should have a law, if a woman has to have an abortion, a guy has to have all his lower intestines removed at the same time. And I guarantee you, you'll see more celibate men. That's okay. It's okay. I don't need sex. Yeah. Yeah. You think about that. And you know what? That guy should have to do the abortion. You know, the doctor can anesthetized the fetus, and he does with the, he tells you he does it with digoxin so that the fetus doesn't scream out. He does it with digoxin, and yet this Congress just voted this past year no anesthesia for partial birth abortion because they would have to admit that the baby feels pain. And here's this doctor who killed 60,000 kids telling you they feel pain. Okay, that's why he hits them with a shot of digoxin. Isn't that fantastic? And that other half of the equation, the insignificant other, should have to take the scissors, and the doctor can guide his hand to where he's got to crush the baby's head and sever the neck. Yeah, that's what he's got to do. He's got to see that sacred head being destroyed.
eyes, new faith receiving. From thee shall not remove. For he who dies believing, dies safely through thy love.
I was looking over the blogs and I caught the one that said, guy said, he was quoting Jesus, suffer little children to come unto me. And he sort of alluded to the fact that Jesus didn't mean 60,000 kids, but I think Jesus did. I think Jesus saw us at this very point in time, and he knew what was going to happen to the unborn. He could see it, just like when he told the women of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but for your children. And I think he saw the suffering that was to fall upon Israel. And speaking of the suffering that's falling upon Israel, tonight Israel's being sold out. And you know what? For the first time in American history, nobody cares. And that's the sad reality. And nobody cares about 60,000 dead kids butchered by one maniac, and nobody cares that Israel is going to go down the tubes. Israel is now the national anthem should be the farmer in the dell, and the cheese is going to stand alone. And I can hear the rhetoric coming already. I can hear it. If Israel's not up for the game, they're going to be tossed to the wolves, because this country isn't going to save anybody. It can't even save itself. We got 1% of the nation that defends it, and they're getting ready to stand trial. And that's the sad part of Obama's visit to the Middle East tonight. He got a Mr. T starter kit from King Abdullah, and he is a Muslim, and there's no question about it. And if he isn't, he wants to be one real bad. So, remember, he went into this game worth $4 million. Let's see what he comes out of this game with. And the sale of Hummer to the Chinese is the biggest betrayal in American history of American industry. Your forefathers, would rise up from their graves. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama goes to Normandy and all of a sudden the graves are opened and they stand up and boo him for what he is doing to this country. Him and his attorney general. And I, you know what? I'm looking at generals that are talking today about the defense of the United States. And I got to tell you, they're very wimpy. They're very wimpy. There's no patents there. They're all politically correct little generals. And what's with all these medals? Everybody now wearing medals. They look like heroes of the Soviet Union. What is this with all this brass? What is the price of brass on the precious metals? Give me a break. We never saw that. When did you see that? When did you see fools wearing all these medals? They wore ribbons. That was it. Conservative ribbons. And you looked across the sea of ribbons, you knew the guy had a ton of medals. But we didn't have to see the medals. They all look like commissars of the Soviet Union. And Admiral Mellonhead, he's wearing these shoulder boards. He looks like he was the captain of the Kursk. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. And never forget, it was only a few years ago, under the reign of President Pinocchio Pants, that they allocated $500,000 to change the color of the berets, because sissy outfits wanted to look like Rangers. Yeah, And you know what? They contracted the job out, and nobody got it in America. You know who got that contract? The British. And you know what the British did with it? They gave it to the Chinese. And you know what the Chinese did with it? They made the hat smaller so they fit their men when they take them off the dead Americans. Yeah. Yeah, we're in good shape. Tell me what we make today. What's left to make in this country? And the thing that kills me the most is Senator Leahy, a flag burner and a baby killer, can leak troop movements to the New York Times. They can give Geraldo Rivera can draw a line in the sand telling Al-Qaeda where the troops are. But the greatest kept secret in America is that Hummer is being sold to the Chinese. There wasn't one whisper that the deal was going down. And that deal didn't go down yesterday. That deal's been in the works for some time. And wouldn't you like to know the names that go along with the deal? But you never will. You know why? Because like Rush Limbaugh says, the state press won't tell you. Pravda, USA, won't tell you. And speaking of... And Jeffrey Immelt... O'Reilly's talking about that Jeffrey Immelt might be involved, his company might be involved with IEDs and Iran. And if that turns out to be true, GE should be boycotted by every American in the United States and abroad. I wouldn't buy a thing from GE. Not a thing. And definitely turn off Marine Killing MSNBC and Keith Doberman, the dirty dog. And Crazy Legs Matthews. They all worked for the, they're all Democrat stooges. I heard Rush Limbaugh this morning, this afternoon, and he was talking about CBS and how they were buttering up the public on Obama's Middle East trip, and how they were treating him like John Gambling treats Mayor Bloomingdale on his Friday talk shows. Hello, Mayor Bloomingdale, and have you saved the city again today? but Rush was saying that the CBS, and he played a clip, the CBS woman was saying, it's evening in Egypt, and it's time for the Muezzin is calling the faithful to prayer. It's such a beautiful, lulling tribute to Islam. And I said to myself, let's hope that the Muezzin wasn't just released from Gitmo, because with all the brainwashing that we did on those Gitmo detainees, when the Muezzin calls the faithful to prayer, it'll probably sound something like this.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. When I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splash. Dancing shoes on, yay, I was rolling and a rolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, fishing and a splashing, hey yeah. Yeah,
I was watching O'Reilly and just a few minutes ago, and he was talking about this private recruiter who was shot by a Muslim, a convert, an African American who converted to Islam. And I think we're going to see more of that. And I'm telling you, the day will come when you'll have to put Kevlar on baby carriages. And God help Israel if they go down. And God help us if Israel goes down. Because we will be next. And what they've done to Israel, and they will do to us. So you think about that. And conquerors are not always merciful. Of course, Islamic law says that the imam gets 20% of the booty. So that's just about what the Democrats get, the House and the Senate. And I was thinking about the Emir of Kuwait. The Emir of Kuwait, he's got a good thing going. When I was there, all these big corporations were getting off the plane and they were going to see the Kuwait's ministers with bribe money. And they would bribe, let's say, I'm not saying this is a true scenario, but let's just say that MCI wanted a phone business in Kuwait. So they go see the Minister of Communications and they take care of him, and he takes care of the Emir. And he tells the Emir one thing and keeps another. But the Emir gets a cut. And now the MCI gets the contract from the Kuwaiti government, and the Emir gets another cut. And everybody's happy. It's one big happy family. And the guy that sells the Coke, he wants to get the Coke franchise. The Emir gets a cut. He gets the franchise cut. Nothing comes into the country without the Emir getting a cut. No matter what it is. A TV. A train. A car. The Emir gets a cut. And I think that our House and Senate is pretty much are doing the same. I think they should all walk around wearing gutras and dish dashes and dress as sultans because they're getting a cut. When you have GE sitting on the dais with Obama bin Laden, Jeffrey Immelt sitting on the dais, you know there's no competition for his products. Oh, yeah, it's fair and impartial. Sure. You know. Jeffrey's got an inside straight. That's why Jeffrey can sell to Iran. And you can't. You, they'll make an example out of. But Jeffrey, he's taking care of the Emir. Everything that goes into Kuwait, that the Emir gets, everything. A packet of Domino's sugar, the Emir gets a cut. Who's got it better than the Emir of Kuwait? Maybe the President of the United States. We'll see what he comes out with after this trip. If he's still only worth $4 million.
I'm trying to do it tomorrow.